May I ask you this question? Stares me a little. You give 18 guideposts, which may be all relevant. But does that not indicate to some extent that it's impossible to capture one single formula in a short series of words that will allow us to say, this is it? Isn't it something like negligence?
I agree with Your Honor in saying that you cannot define obviousness or non-obviousness by one word, yes. So what must we do? We must look to see whether or not there are 18 points or 5 points or 2 points or none. If there are none and there is a doubt, certainly then it becomes a problem on the part of the patentee to try to sustain his patent. But I'm not saying that the absence of all of these 18 points would mean that there would automatically be no invention. I'm not saying that at all. I'm merely saying that when the question is close, the lower courts would like to see this court set down the boundaries so that they can understand. I'm sure they want to follow the A&P case, the Kuno case, and say that we have a high standard of invention. They want to follow that. But what they say whenever the A&P case is cited, they say, oh, well, that's fine. That was an easy one. Obviously, that was unpatentable. Anybody would say that. That's what's happened over and over again, but the Eighth Circuit doesn't say that.
Isn't that just about as definite? Isn't it a matter of judgment, after all, on what you said, considering all these and maybe 18 more or 36 more facts?
It
actually reaches the standard, which is frankly impossible of definition.
It is impossible of definition, except that we do have these guidelines. We need these guidelines. If we cast them aside and say they're of no value, then we are hopelessly lost. And the various circuits throughout the land, except for the Eighth Circuit, if there has been a getting away from the high standards, it has been because of the fact that the rest of the circuits, in our opinion, have not followed what the Eighth Circuit says. When we apply 103, we follow the high standards of this court, and they've done so for 35 years. And this is a perfect example, not because it's simple or complex. Some of the most complex devices can be the most unpatentable. Anybody could solve this problem with something complex and inexpensive. But it takes a genius to do it in such a way that it is marketable, that it is inexpensive, that it'll do the job. The simplicity has no bearing. This is not an atomic bomb. This is not going to help us get to the moon. But it is important that we set down the guidelines so that the courts will understand, and that the Eighth Circuit be used as an example of how to solve this problem of what is a patentable invention and what is not.